Above Nob Hill now, skies are cloudy and the city temperature 53 degrees. For KYA News, Brad Messer. For KYA Music, Juana Johnny.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. When you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
Of you. 7:08 now on a KYA Monday morning with Juana Johnny. A lot of you folks get up every morning just to listen to Brad Messer and Juana Johnny. And what would you do without us, huh? Think about that. It's 7, we may give you a chance to find out. It's 7:08 here at KYA, and from the drama department, which is located in the men's room just adjacent to the coffee machine down the hall.
The toughest guys around reach for the action drink every time. Quick Kick. Guys like Lance Allworth, San Diego Chargers.
Quick Kick is an isotonic, which means it works instantly. You don't have a sloshy feeling inside, and it keeps you comfortable.
Carl Garrett,
Quick Kick,
Boston Patriots.
You know, it's a great energy booster. It really, you know, it really gives you a big lift.
Floyd Little, Denver
this thing
Broncos.
About thirst, it affects your playing ability and everything else. You get a pretty good quick lift when you use Quick Kick.
And people like you.
It's the action dream.
It, you know, after you've been out in the yard hacking away with the old lawnmower, and you're kind of tired and sweaty, Quick Kick seems to
really
give you a pickup.
Stuff. I get it in the six-pack with the cans, and I go to the dairy.
Well, I'm really not a very active person, but I just like it. You know, it's just a good drink. And there's they have an awful lot of flavors. I can't remember all of them.
It tastes good.
Once again, it's Monday morning, time for the Juana Johnny picture puzzle. I'm holding it up now. If you can find the 10 things wrong with this picture, just send it on a list to me. That's Emmy, care of KYA.
1260 KYA.
Can arrive. Gotta get me home.
It was August of 1959. Santa and Johnny and Sleepwalk. Good morning, KYA. This is Buona Johnny at 7:15.
Roscoe, come in out of that sun.
I'm getting a tan.
What tan? You're getting burned.
I'm not burning. I'm tanning.
Well, if you won't come in, at least turn over.
No.
See, I told you. You don't get tan in one day. Now, come on in, Big Red. I've got something for you.
Hey, what's that? It's so cool.
It's Solarcane. Solarcane stops sunburn pain.
When your one-day tan turns into a sunburn, it's time to reach for Solarcane. Solarcane stops sunburn pain. Why? Because it has benzocaine, the skin anesthetic used by doctors. It's that simple. Solarcane aids healing and helps prevent infection, too. So if you've tried to rush a suntan and all you got was a sunburn, put on Solarcane. Spray, lotion, or cream. Solarcane stops sunburn pain. That's why it's America's number one sunburn medication.
1260 KYA.
Things are gonna be easier.
Morning, letting that sound shine in with the five stair steps. Ooh, child. Good morning, it's 719 at KYA.
Michael Tuck, Ron Fortner. Beginning this week, these two men will make the big difference in Bay Area news viewing. Watch the Tuck and Fortner Report every weeknight at 10 on Channel 2. It's a new format that's taken nearly a year to put together. You'll get all the news on the Tuck and Fortner Report weeknights at 10 on KTVU Channel 2. Find out what's happening before it's too late.
KYA is forecasting for Baghdad by the Bay. Fair, except for some low coastal clouds. High today of about 60, a low tonight of 55. Inland should get up to 75 degrees. 41 now in San Jose, it's 47 across the bay in Oakland. And at number one Knob Hill Circle, it's 53 degrees.
Love, baby, love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows.
She knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves.
White Plains. Hey, my baby, love, love it. I got nothing against it myself here. 722 on a KYA Monday morning. This is Buona Johnny, friend of those who seek no friends on a Monday morning.
You've been hurt, and now you're afraid, afraid to be hurt. Forget your fear, girl. The answer is here, girl. It won't hurt to try. It's not gonna hurt anymore.
Now you won't be hurt by your antiperspirant. Now they're soft and dry. The painless antiperspirant. Soft and dry won't sting, even if you use it right after shaving. It'll just help keep you fresh and dry all day, every day.
It won't hurt to try soft and dry. It's not gonna hurt anymore.
Hey, you know, hitting a helpless animal would make any driver feel terrible. That's why KYA and the National Automobile Club remind you to stay on the alert for stray animals that can suddenly dart in front of you on the roadway.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. Seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy.
Yeah. This is Brad Messer with the 7:30 News from KYA San Francisco. It's 52 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. The Russians have just set a world space endurance record with their two cosmonauts, Soyuz 9. A little past 6:30 this morning, the Russian craft surpassed the old in-space record set by our Gemini 7 back in 1965. 13 days, 18 hours, and 35 minutes. The Reds have made no reference to breaking the American record. They simply are saying they continue their experiments in space aboard Soyuz 9. Meanwhile, in our own space program, which is undoubtedly far advanced but occasionally troubled, runs a kink or two.
A special review board today will present the results of a probe into the Apollo 13 space mishap to the NASA director, Dr. Thomas Paine, here in Houston. The report's expected to be critical of management shortcomings, and it's going to include recommendations for avoiding similar problems in future flights. The Apollo 13 launch ended in near tragedy, you'll remember, after an explosion on board forced the three astronauts to abandon their plans to conduct man's third moonwalk. At the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, this is Carl Williams, KYA News.
In San Francisco and nine other cities, an unprecedented number of hearings will begin today regarding Pacific Telephone Company's application for a big rate increase, a $195 million rate increase. In the past, they've only held rate hearings here or in Los Angeles. But now, because customers in the two metropolitan centers aren't the only ones concerned with high telephone rates, the Public Utilities Commission adds Eureka, San Diego, Redding, Monterey, Sacramento, San Luis Obispo, Bakersfield, and Fresno to that string of hearings. The company wants the commission to provide child care centers for mothers wishing to testify, translators for Spanish-speaking customers, and night sessions for these public hearings into whether or not the telephone company should get more money. California Indian leader Richard Oak still in critical condition this morning in San Francisco General Hospital. 28-year-old Indian activist who helped lead the invasion of Alcatraz Island was struck on the head with a pool cue in a Mission barroom fight Thursday night. He's still unconscious, but hospital officials say he is somewhat better. KYA Time 7:34. The Charles Manson trial story is next.
Good morning, Mrs. Marcoux.
Good morning.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do. Two children.
Then I guess it's really important for you now to take pictures of them that you can keep the rest of your life.
Oh, by all means.
What kind of film do you usually use?
We're great users of Kodak now. We'll use nothing else.
You sound as if you have used something else, though.
Yes, we did at one time. We thought that we would save a little by buying film that was on sale, and it wasn't Kodak. And we came back home and we found that our pictures hadn't taken, and we were very disappointed. So since this time, we've always used Kodak because Kodak has given us very good pictures.
You couldn't recapture that moment you wanted, though.
No. It was a sad lesson, really. These are once-in-a-lifetime things. When you take pictures, normally it's something that you're trying to capture for a lifetime.
When you buy film, look for the name Kodak. It does make a difference.
Charles Manson and three other defendants go on trial today in Los Angeles, charged with the murder last August of actress Sharon Tate, San Francisco coffee heiress Abigail Folger, and five other persons. The pretrial hearings were disrupted several times by the defendants, and the judge isn't going to take any of that. Charles Older indicates he'll either take the accused people out of the courtroom or have them tied up with gags in their mouth if they keep interrupting. Manson was the leader of that commune to which all the defendants belonged. There was some trouble last night in the East Harlem section of New York City. The disorders occurred after police arrested a 16-year-old member of a militant Puerto Rican group on kidnap and robbery charges. There were no injuries, no large-scale damage reported in Harlem. On the other end of New York State, in Buffalo, police were struck by rocks and bottles hurled by members of motorcycle gangs last night after trouble at an art festival. 30 people arrested in a suburb of Buffalo. In Los Angeles, authorities say there's been a tremendous increase in the number of abortions being performed at California hospitals, specifically Women's Hospital in Los Angeles County. They're asking for more beds for abortion patients. Five busloads of San Francisco Bay Area parents go to Sacramento today. They're protesting elimination of the annual allocation for the Frederick Burke Elementary Experimental School in San Francisco. San Joaquin District Attorney Joseph Baker reports massive financial fraud is involved in that case that saw a Superior Court judge arraigned on bribery charges.
KYA Sports!
The Continental Championship Series race at Laguna Seca Sunday was won by Ron Grable, 41 seconds ahead of George Winterstein. Dick Smothers, Winterstein's racing partner, was third, his best finish so far in professional racing. In Texas, arrest for an Oakland Raider.
Warren Wells, the outstanding Oakland Raiders pass receiver, has been released on a $1,000 bond after being arrested for possession of a .22-caliber pistol in Galveston. Police booked Wells last night after he was reported sitting in his car with a gun on the front seat on a Galveston beach. He offered no resistance when he was apprehended and told police that he packs the pistol because he often carries a large amount of money. In Galveston, this is Carl Williams, KYA News.
KYA Bay Area weather, fair except low coastal clouds. High today, 60 in the city, 75 inland. Low tonight, 55. Around the bay, it's 57 in San Jose, 54 in Oakland, 51 in Marin. Above Nob Hill, skies are cloudy. The city temperature, 52 degrees. This is Brad Messer, KYA News.
You are my sunshine, my secret sunshine. You make me happy in every way. You never know, love, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
The sunshine in his eyes can be the sunshine in your hair with Summer Blonde, the gentle hair lightener from Clairol. Blonde goes a little blonder, brown goes a little golden, and mousy goes wild. Summer Blonde, it's secret sunshine.
I'll be your sunshine, your secret sunshine. I'll make you happy.
Sunshine in your hair.
Ned Kelly is a total surprise to those who suspect Mick Jagger's talents are limited to high-powered singing. This is Brad Messer with Entertainment Billboard, reviewing Ned Kelly, a Tony Richardson film from United Artists, now showing at the Alhambra in the Granada. Ned Kelly is neither a complicated nor a spectacular movie. It's a briskly moving, easy-to-watch film with a simple beauty. Mick Jagger plays the title role, and he's thoroughly convincing as the Irish rebel of legend. Ned Kelly isn't a shuck, certainly is not a publicity grab playing on Mick Jagger's musically famous name. Ned Kelly is an honest and worthwhile show. One-time concert tonight at Berkeley Community Theater, a Bill Graham operation with The Who on the front line. Ticket prices are most reasonable, I think, especially in light of The Who having a gangbusters album breaking red hot in the Bay Area right now. Live at Leeds jumped during the past week from fourth to second in Bay Area album sales. Graham picked a no-competition night for The Who. Most of the music houses dark on Monday. The exception in San Francisco is the Monday night jam session at Keystone Corner, where Elvin Bishop holds forth, and The Matrix with Jerry Garcia tonight. I have a couple of newly released paperback books to mention, books you'll be seeing on the stand sometime very soon, maybe already there. One entitled Hair Isn't What You Might Think, and I want to warn you about it. Hair from Pocketbooks, 95 cents, is the original script, but it's not the dialogue you'll hear in the 1970 performances of the play. The paperback can't contain the rewritten, reworked, ad-libbed, and improvised sections of the super play. The other paperback, also a 95-cent job from Pocketbooks, is called Bob Dylan. Big type, lots of pictures, and a few glimpses behind the scenes from the couple of years period in which Dylan was becoming a legend, the early and middle 60s. For real Dylan fans, it's a very worthwhile paperback. Informational, Quicksilver Messenger Service is canceled out of the Fillmore West appearances this weekend. Substitute pending. Can't review it yet, but I can give advance notice of a movie almost in the MASH category of greatness. It's called Start the Revolution Without Me, including Don Sutherland of MASH fame. Come soon, and it's an A-plus movie.
It's great to be in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Tommy, kind of a little tribute to the Who and their rock opera, Peter Townsend's rock opera, Tommy. And that's by the assembled multitude this morning with Juana Johnny at 7:43 at KYA.
When we call the Toyota Corolla a low-priced car, we mean it. Right on down the line.
Corolla, Corolla from Toyota. Check the shape, the statistics.
So you can go up to 28 miles on a gallon of gas. We gave it a chassis that would never need a lube, and an engine with five main bearings instead of the usual three. Things that continue to save you money day in and day out. Because we believe a low-priced car should keep on being just that. A low-priced car.
Corolla, Corolla from Toyota. Check the shape, the statistics.
Get your skates on.
San Francisco, your Buona Johnny loves you. 7:57 with Charlie Wright and the Watts 103 Street Band.
All of our love land and all of its mission. But I know I'll never get to love land unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Got to take me with you. Please take me with you. How I love you. Walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the love is meet. Oh, I'd love to go to Loveland with you. Pretty baby, because my love is true. I swear I do. I have heard all about Loveland and all of it for you.
This is Brad Messer with the 8 o'clock news from KYA San Francisco. It's 52 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. The Russians have beat us in space. In one small area, the endurance record. The Russians have just set a world space endurance record with their two cosmonauts, Soyuz 9. A little past breakfast time this morning, the Russian craft surpassed the old record set back in 1965 by our Gemini 7. 13 days, 18 hours, and 35 minutes. This is that red spaceship put up a couple of weeks ago. You'll remember we described as having furniture in it. a kitchen stove and a couple of lounging chairs and all weird sorts of things described by the Russians. Now the Reds don't make any reference to breaking the American in-time space record. They simply say they continue their experiments in space aboard Soyuz 9. Nobody knows for sure what they're doing up there. Meantime, in our own space program, we had a few problems with our last space shot, 13, and today a review board reports officially to Dr. Thomas Paine, the head man in NASA, as to what went wrong. It's thought this report will be critical of some management proceedings. Food and drug officials from throughout the nation are scheduled to meet in San Francisco this week. They'll talk about consumer protection, how pesticides affect the public's health, and what scientists are developing in the way of controls. This convention is called the Annual Conference of Food and Drug Officials. It gets underway today at the Hilton Hotel and runs through Thursday. An unprecedented number of hearings is set to begin today in 10 cities in California regarding Pacific Telephone's application for a $195 million rate increase. In the past, they've held these rate hearings only in the Los Angeles and San Francisco Bay Area because that's where the majority of Pacific Telephone's 6 million customers live. But a spokesman for the Public Utilities Commission says the decision to spread the hearings to other cities comes because he called increased citizen concern up over those rates. The company's asking permission, or some employees within the company are asking the commission to provide child care centers for mothers who want to testify, translators for Spanish-speaking customers, and night sessions. Nearly a quarter century after that document was signed, the United Nations Charter has been returned to San Francisco to be on display for a week in the city where it was born. The charter was flown from New York and received here by dignitaries and members of the Citizens Committee for the 25th annual anniversary of the charter. It'll be on display at the War Memorial Veterans Building behind shatterproof glass next Sunday. After the display ends June 27th, it'll be flown back east for storage in a vault. KYA time, 8:03. The Charles Manson story is next.
The makers of Remington Electric Shavers asked a group of young men why they still shave with razor blades.
I think I like the way razor blades pull.
Both my father and mother shave with razor blades.
There's nothing like a few nicks to wake you up in the morning.
You're kidding. I've always been pale.
Maybe it's the scraping I like.
I like the soaking up fun because it's so much fun.
Man, you see, I like to live dangerous.
That's so what absurd. I don't deserve electric shaving.
I've always been pale.
My father says a man should be able to stand a little pain. Yeah. He says it's only right.
Well, he's right.
The Remington Electroblade Shaver has razor-sharp disposable blades, so it offers men a close shave without making them suffer. Yet some guys struggle on with their razors. We figured they had their reasons, and they do. They do.
I've always been pale, and a shaving rash gives me a little color.
You know it does?
It does.
Down in Los Angeles, Judge Charles Older says he won't take any of that stuff in the courtroom as Charles Manson and three other defendants go on trial today, charged with the murder last August of Sharon Tate and six other people. There had been some disruption several times during the pretrial hearings. Now Judge Older indicates he'll either take the accused people out of the courtroom during their trial or have them tied to the chairs with gags in their mouth if the interruptions persist. Manson was the leader of that commune to which all the defendants belonged. The state's expected to base its case on the testimony of 21-year-old Linda Kasabian, another commune member. Miss Kasabian reportedly will be granted immunity in return for her testimony starting today in Los Angeles. We had some outbreaks of trouble in New York State last night in New York City's East Harlem section, a series of disturbances following police arrest of a 16-year-old militant Puerto Rican group member. No injuries or large-scale damage reported in Harlem. The other end of New York State, in Buffalo, police were hit by rocks and bottles during an arts festival closing in suburban Allentown. About 30 people arrested during that melee, which broke out after police arrived to help a man and a woman who reportedly were being given trouble by the motorcycle gang members. 8 people injured in Buffalo. Authorities say there's been a tremendous increase in the number of abortions being performed at Women's Hospital at Los Angeles County USC Medical Center. Now they ask for 25 more beds to serve abortion patients in downstate California. 5 busloads of San Francisco Bay Area parents go to Sacramento today. They'll protest elimination of the annual money allocation for the Frederick Burke Experimental Elementary School here.
Sports!
Three-way confusion surrounds the Oakland Seals Hockey Club. First, the owners will be in court today trying to get a judge to give them more time to raise money to pay bills and maybe keep ownership of the team. Second, a court will be deciding whether the $4,100,000 offer to buy the team should stand from Charlie Finley, because third, there's been a higher offer made since the first one was apparently accepted. High offer comes from the man who owns the roller derby. They'll work it all out in court. Four of California's five Major League Baseball clubs play today. The San Francisco Giants have the day off following yesterday's win over the Cardinals, 7-4. The Dodgers meet the Pirates tonight. St. Louis is at San Diego. The Oakland Athletics face Detroit, and the Angels head for Cleveland. And the Porsche dealers finally have something cool to put in their windows after the Le Mans race. Finally, Porsche has won the famed endurance race in France, 1-2-3. It had various problems in previous tries, but they came through this weekend, and watch for the ads in the window. KYA Bay Area weather, fair except low coastal clouds. High today, 60 in the city, 75 inland. Low tonight, 55. Around the bay now, it's 57 in San Jose, 54 in Oakland, 51 in Marin. Above Knob Hill, skies are cloudy. The city temperature, 52 degrees. For KYA News, Brad Messer. For KYA Music, here's Buona Johnny. To pain in advance the gold. Hello, it's Buona Johnny. It's a Monday in Baghdad by the Bay, 810 now at KYA, and let's get it on.
They put her all together, do you hear? It's really put together in Ham's beer. Come on, let me show you. I ain't gonna put you on. The taste is real. It's really, really beer. Hams, hams, hams. It's really, really beer. They get it all together, ain't it clear? It's really got together in Hams beer. Come on, let me show you.
Paul LeBeijer this morning. Buona Gianni has an Action Line request from Stockton.
1260 KYA. Get aboard the Silver Bird, departing gate 19. Satisfy your Walter Mitty mind, trying out a dream. Your sign is Capricorn in every corner of your mind. Says you'll remain my friend until you're mine. Silver bird, fly my lady away. Silver bird, take her over the bay. Silver bird, give my lady a ride. Silver wings, your pet dog will remember you, and I'll carry your things. We'll catch your running makeup, and you will look just fine. And you remain my friend until you're mine.
This is Brad Messer in the KYA newsroom, interrupting with information. From Washington, the Supreme Court has just exempted from military service all young men who have strong moral or ethical objections to military duty. Now, the Supreme Court says the beliefs of these young people must be deeply held and not based on expediency. The court handed down this shaking decision in interpreting the draft law section involving conscientious objectors. A major decision from the United States Supreme Court. Military service won't take young men who have moral or ethical objections to military duty. Details on KYA News at 8:30. Memory from 1959 for the Big Hurt. 817 at KYA with Juan and Johnny. That's kind of a big thing to come down this morning from Washington. May have heard the bulletin just moments ago. We'll have a lot, you know, a lot of details on it on the 8:30 news report with Brad Messer. But the Supreme Court, in essence, has exempted from military service all young men who have strong moral or ethical objections to military duty. But the Supreme Court did say their beliefs must be deeply held and not based on expediency. The court handed down its decision in interpreting the draft law section involving conscientious objectors. And, of course, Brad Messer will have more details at 8:30 this morning.
Every once in a while, I'll suddenly think, hey, I'm me, the only me there is. And nobody else in the world is exactly the same. It's kind of wild, but it makes me want to do things and wear things that show me off a little. Not conceit, really. I just don't believe in hiding, because that's the way I am.
Kenny believes in free-spirited summer shoes to show off the free spirit in you, whoever you are. And Kenny makes something of a sandal. Makes it the shoe for this season, wherever you go. By creating new twists for the strap in all the right colors. Putting rings on your toes, adding excitement to heels and trims. Kenny summer sandals for your approach to fashion. With more styles to go around, more choosing room for individuals. Kenny Flings for summer. To $11.
Go show off the me and you.
There's more to go to Kenny
Cole. 1260 KYA. I hope that I should live to see.
Good to see Little Rich back with another hit. And this one's called The Freedom Blues. Felt inappropriate this morning in the light of the Supreme Court decision exempting from military service all the young men who have strong moral or ethical objections to military duty. What'd he say? Brad Messer will have details at 8:30. Now 8:21 with Juana Johnny.
Going for
a stroll together hand in hand. We are young in a field of white sand, and living is easy being close by the sea. And laughing and smiling, he loves only me. La la.
The summer's like a dream. But when your skin peels and it hurts even to touch, some of the magic goes away. That's when Kip can help. Kip sprays away the pain and soothes the skin. And Kip helps keep you from peeling so you don't lose the tan or even the magic. Follow the sun with Kip.
We'll be together for all the sunny days.
As this summer, follow the sun with Kip at all Mayfair markets. KYA forecasting fair skies for the Bay Area, except for some low coastal clouds this morning. High of 60 degrees today. Right now above Knob Hill, it's cloudy at 52 KYA degrees.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love. There's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, together, you and I.
My housewives this morning.
Right, you got Dad off. You got him out on the Bay Shore. The kids, goodness only knows where they are. You just told them to go out and play, right? But, you know, they're out of school. Let them go. You're there. You got your cup of coffee in hand, and you're sitting back, and you're relaxing. So that's for you. United we stand. Brotherhood of Man. 825 at KYA with Buona Johnny.
Michael Tuck. Ron Fortner. Beginning this week, these two men will make the big difference in Bay Area news viewing. Watch the Tuck and Fortner Report every weeknight at 10 on Channel 2. It's a new format that's taken nearly a year to put together. You'll get all the news on the Tuck and Fortner Report weeknights at 10 on KTVU Channel 2. Find out what's happening before it's too late.
Say, it's just a quick reminder for the finest Italian cuisine in San Francisco. Why don't you plan lunch or dinner at Swiss Louis? You'll find Swiss Louis at the corner of Broadway and Kearney in North Beach.
This is Brad Messer with the 8:30 News from KYA San Francisco. It's 53 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. Major news from the Supreme Court in Washington this morning. The Supreme Court has given a much broader interpretation of the draft law dealing with conscientious objectors.
The Supreme Court has ruled that a draftee may claim conscientious objector status even though he's not religious in the generally accepted sense of the term. The court ruled here in Washington that the draft law exempts, quote, all those whose consciences, spurred by deeply held moral, ethical, or religious beliefs, would give them no rest or peace if they all owe themselves to become part of an instrument of war. Justice Hugo Black, speaking for the court, said, however, that conscientious objector status cannot be claimed by someone, quote, whose beliefs are not deeply held, and those whose objection to war does not rest at all upon moral, ethical, or religious principle, but instead rests solely upon considerations of policy, pragmatism, or expediency. This is Ross Simpson, KYA News in Washington.
It's exempted from military service all young men who have strong moral or ethical objections to military duty, and if you can prove that you have those, perhaps you won't have to go. Much of the interpretation of this Supreme Court ruling will be up to local draft boards. If you have a friendly one, why, maybe you can take a summer job and plan on finishing it in the city. KYA Time 8:32. The Sharon Tate story is next.
All in favor of improving our air.
That's me.
Drive into Union 76.
Well, how's that gonna help?
Well, you can fill up with new low-lead regular 76 with 80% less lead.
80% less lead?
Less lead in the gasoline means less lead in the air.
Yeah, but why take out just 80% of the lead?
Well, cars just aren't made to run on totally lead-free gas yet. That's why auto manufacturers recommend the low level of lead contained in Union's new low-lead regular 76.
Oh, who can use it?
More than half the cars on the road today, with no engine adjustments. And because we replace the lead with clear, high-octane gasoline molecules, overall performance should be spirited as ever.
Okay, I'm convinced. But I suppose I'll have to run all over town to find it, huh?
No, you won't. Over 500 Union 76 stations in California are pumping new low-lead regular 76 right now, with more to come. Look for the sign, 80% less lead.
Hey, that's the spirit.
That's the spirit of 76.
Downstate California this morning, the long-awaited murder trial of Charles Manson begins, and the judge says he won't take any guff from the defendants.
From an Indiana reform school as a boy to a federal lockup in San Pedro at age 33, the establishment has tried through its institutions to cope with one Charles Miller Manson for most of his 35 years. Today, in a high-ceiling courtroom in the Hall of Justice, the judicial system must deal again with Charlie Manson, ex-convict, guitar player, and long-haired guru. The short, brown-eyed cultist and four of Charlie's girls, Susan Denise Atkins, 22, Leslie Louise Van Houten, 19, Patricia Krenwinkle, 22, and Linda Darlene Kasabian, 20, go on trial for the seven Tate LaBianca murders last summer. The trial will last for months, barring surprises, but many have come to expect the unusual in the Tate LaBianca case. As far as the judge himself is concerned, he is determined that he will take no guff from any of the defendants. He says that decorum will be maintained in the courtroom, despite the nonconformist feelings, proclivities, and aspirations of those on trial. He says that the integrity of the judicial system is definitely on trial here, and that the rules and regulations, the procedures, must be scrupulously observed. In Los Angeles, Averill Berman, KYA News.
Thank you, Averill, for that rather long-winded report. Ballot counting snarls in the primary election June 2nd in Orange and Los Angeles counties to be investigated today by a legislative study group. At the same time, a special county task force looks into foul-ups in Los Angeles County. Scheduled to appear at both hearings in L.A. are L.A. County Voter Registrar Ray Lee and George Millman, chief of the county's data processing department. That special legislative subcommittee is investigating election problems encountered throughout the state in the primary election. The Russians have broken a record in space with their two cosmonauts, Soyuz 9. This morning, about the time you and I were getting up, the Russian spacecraft passed the 13-day, 18-and-a-half-hour mark in orbit and pulled ahead of the space endurance record America set up 5 years ago in Gemini 7. The Reds are saying little about what their spacemen are doing. In our own space program today, a possibly embarrassing report in Houston.
Special Review Board today will present the results of a probe into the Apollo 13 space mishap to the NASA director, Dr. Thomas Paine, here in Houston. The report's expected to be critical of management shortcomings, and it's going to include recommendations for avoiding similar problems in future flights. The Apollo 13 launch ended in near tragedy, you'll remember, after an explosion on board forced the three astronauts to abandon their plans to conduct man's third moonwalk. At the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, this is Carl Williams, KYA News.
KYA News had reported about 2 weeks ago that the fact-finding team discovered an on-the-ground mistake caused the Apollo 13 mission failure. Somebody put too much electrical power into a pair of switches and burned them out. And a few days later in space, the switches didn't do their heat-regulating job, causing an explosion and forcing NASA to immediately abandon plans for a moon landing.
KYA Sports.
San Francisco Giants did do well yesterday, beating the Cardinals 7-4, and they have the day off today. Another California Major League ball, the Dodgers meet the Pirates tonight, St. Louis at San Diego. The Oakland A's face Detroit, and the Angels head for Cleveland. Despite running out of gas and having to coast into the pits once, Richard Petty took the checkered flag at Riverside International Speedway. Firestone 400 first place prize, $18,000. The Continental Championship Series race at Laguna Seca Sunday was won by Ron Grable. He was 41 seconds ahead of George Winterstein. Dick Smothers, Winterstein's racing partner, was third. It was his best finish so far in professional racing. KYA Bay Area weather, fair, except low coastal clouds and fingers of fog in the low places. High today, 60 in the city, but up to 75 inland. Low tonight, 55. Around the bay now, it's 57 in San Jose, 55 in Oakland, 54 in Marin. Above Knob Hill, skies are cloudy. The city temperature, 53 degrees. For KYA News, Brad Messer. For KYA Music, here's Buona Johnny.
Gotta see the lights of Tucson. I gotta pack. Come on, get a move on. Gotta see the lights of Tucson. And coming back, we'll get a move on. Just read my little woman's letter. Said you can't live unless we're together. But Tucson, my heart is a yearning. Like Bronson, my wheels are turning.